Several minutes later, Rachel began to see a hazy shape in the distance in front of them. The silhouette of an enormous white dome emerging from the ice. Rachel rubbed her eyes. What in the world? Big Eskimos up here, eh? The man joked. Rachel tried to make sense of the structure. It looked like a scaled-down Houston Astrodome. NASA put it up a week and a half ago, he said. Multi-stage inflatable plexipolysorbate. Inflate the pieces, affix them to one another, connect the whole thing to the ice with pitons and wires. Looks like an enclosed big-top tent, but it's actually the NASA prototype for the portable habitat we hope to use on Mars someday. We call it the Habosphere. Habosphere. Yeah, get it? Because it's not a whole sphere. It's only Habosphere. Rachel smiled and stared out at the bizarre building now looming closer on the glacial plain. And because NASA hasn't gone to Mars yet, you guys decided to have a big sleepover out here instead. The man laughed. Actually, I would have preferred Tahiti, but fate pretty much decided the location. Rachel gazed uncertainly up at the edifice. The off-white shell was a ghostly contour against a dark sky. As the ice rover neared the structure, it ground to a stop at a small door on the side of the dome, which was now opening. Light from inside spilled out onto the snow. A figure stepped out. He was a bulky giant wearing a black fleece pullover that amplified his size and made him look like a bear. He moved toward the ice rover. Rachel had no doubt who the huge man was, Lawrence Ekstrom, administrator of NASA. The driver gave a solacing grin. Don't let his size fool you. The guy's a pussycat. More like a tiger, Rachel thought, well acquainted with Ekstrom's reputation for biting the heads off those who stood in the way of his dreams. When Rachel climbed down from the ice rover, the wind almost blew her over. She wrapped the coat around herself and moved toward the dome. The NASA administrator met her halfway, extending a huge, gloved paw. Miss Sexton, thank you for coming. Rachel nodded uncertainly and shouted over the howling wind. Frankly, sir, I'm not sure I had much choice. 1,000 meters farther up the glacier, Delta One gazed through infrared binoculars and watched as the administrator of NASA ushered Rachel Sexton into the dome.